This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everybody. I want to share with you something on Daf Lamed Tes. Interesting question. The Gemara on Daf Mem, I want to share with you something on Daf Mem. The Gemara brought a machloikas, how to read a braisa between the Chachamim and Abishal. Abishal holds that Yibam has to be done l'shem mitzvah. The Rabbanon say, we don't care what you're thinking. Yibam takes precedence over Chalitza. So we had a braisa that's explaining the pasuk Yivama Yavoi Aleha Mitzvah. That I would have thought something. Kamash Milan, it's a mitzvah. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi says this fits better into Abishal. Originally she was mutter. You could live with her for her beauty. You could live with her for Ishus. Then she became Aser when your brother married her. Then she becomes mutter. So I would think also you could live with her for beauty. No. Yivama Yavala Lim Mitzvah. You must be Mechavin L'Shem Mitzvah. Rava, on the other hand, says it could fit into the Rabbanon. Originally, you could marry her. Or you don't have to marry her. Then she became Aser. Now she's Mutter. So I would think you could do Yibam or you could do Chalitza. Kamashalon, Yibam is preferable. So we had the Reisha of this Braisa, and we wanted to see which if the Reisha is closer to the Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi learns the Sefer or the way Rava learns the Sefer. It says, Matzos Teyacha B'makom Kadosh. Mitzvah. Originally, before it was Hukdash, you were allowed to eat it. Then, when it was Hukdash, it was Aser. Then it became mutter when he took off the koimetz mincha. I would think it returns to original heter. So it says matzas teyacha b'makom kadosh. It's a mitzvah. So bishlam, according to the Rabbanon, it's very parable. It's very comparable. Originally, you could have eaten it. You could have, or you didn't have to. Then you weren't allowed to. So now I would think you could eat it or give it to a different kohen. Kamash malon, you should eat it. But according to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, that it's Abishal. So what exactly is it saying? Originally, you could have eaten the matzah l'shem achila hana, or you could have eaten it l'shem shamayim. Then it became aser. Now also, I would think you could eat it however you want. Kamash malon, you must eat it l'shma. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Hacha maitre gavneika. What two kinds of eatings are there? What two kinds of eatings are there by karbanos? So the Gemara says, Rashi asks, what do you mean, what two kinds of eatings? There's eating it l'shem shamayim, and eating it because you're hungry. So isn't it very parallel to Abishal? What exactly is the question over here? This fits beautifully into Abishal. Just like by Yibam, you would think you could do it l'shem nai, or you could do it l'shem mitzvah, kamashan, you have to do l'shem mitzvah. By Achilas Kachem also, I would think you could eat it l'shem shamayim, or you could eat it for your own desire, kamashan, you have to eat it l'shem mitzvah. I mean, why couldn't I had a havamina that you don't have to eat it l'shem shamayim? And the chiddush is, you have to eat it l'shma. I mean, don't you have to do mitzvahs l'shma? It's perfectly parallel to Abishal. So Rashi and Tosfos are bothered by this question. Rashi, the Ramas, l'hochamayit shrei gavne ika, d'kamamayit tana, that the tana is being mamayit, yachol tachsel l'teir rishayin, talmen lomer d'loi, v'olekele meimar tachsel l'teir rishayin, ratzel l'shem mitzvah oitza, you can't say that I would have thought you don't have to eat it l'shem shamayim. Because there is no way that by the kudshim over here, the pasuk saying you have to eat it l'shem shamayim. There, I only would have thought you could live with a yavama. In other words, the pasuk is saying you must do the mitzvah l'shma. Says Rashi, that only makes sense if you're living with a yavama, not if you're eating kachim. Why? Because by kachim dal kama debay lechla, you can eat it however you want. Only by yibum, where she's be'etzem asur because she's an eishes ach. So I need a heter. So I would have. So therefore, the pasuk saying you need to do a lishma. In other words, only by yibum you have to do a lishma. Why? Because you're removing an isur, says Rashi. Da'asam kibal shaloi l'shem mitzvah paga be'erva. But over here, what are you doing? You're eating kachim avalacha ma'ika avid. So it can't be the pasuk saying you have to eat a lishma. Why would you have to eat a lishma? That's what Rashi is saying. Only yibum you have to do lishma because you're coming to remove an isur. But eating kachim, you're not removing any isur. Why would it have to be lishma? Tosfos says the same thing. Deleka lemeimar ratza l'shem suda oichla ratza l'shem mitzvah. Dein sarch she'iskaven l'shem mitzvah. You don't have to be mechaven for mitzvah. Ela shelo yehi oichla achila gasa. You just can't eat it in a way where it's not considered achila because it's gluttonous. In other words, the Rishonim are saying, why would you have to eat kachim l'shem mitzvah? That's how Rashi and Tosfos learn. And what's the kasha? The kasha is, what do you mean? Why would you have to eat at lishma? We have to eat lishma because we paskin mitzvos trichos kavana. So what do you mean? Oh, only yibum you have to do lishma. What, all mitzvos you have to do lishma. We hold mitzvos trichos kavana. Abba Shaul is not saying you have to be mechavein mitzvot srichos kavana, by the way, by Yibam. It seems like this question is mixing up two things. There are two things by a mitzvah. There's mitzvot srichos kavana, and then there's doing it l'shem shamayim, and they have nothing to do with each other. For example, right now I'm learning, and I'm mechavein to be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but I'm doing it for ulterior motives. Because I want people to think that I learned something. In other words, I'm mechavin to do the mitzvah, but I'm mechavin to do the mitzvah for my own personal thing. So it's not a steer. You could do a mitzvah lishma, and you could do it shaloi l'shem shamayim. The two don't really have to do with each other. In other words, somebody gives tzedakah. Why? He wants to do a mitzvah. Why does he want to do the mitzvah? He wants to do the mitzvah so people should think he's a generous guy. I mean, so there are two things you have to work on when you do a mitzvah. The question seems to be mixing two of the things up. The Gemara is, Abba Shaul is saying when you do Yibum, you can have an ulterior motive. L'shem nai. But mitzvah srichas kavan is something else. Let's see how the Achrayim ask the kasha. Rashi says, "Deleka lemeimar ratza l'shem mitzvah oichla." The kol kama the bailechi eat it for whatever reason you want. The chen kasva toisus the ein sach shechavin l'shem mitzvah shelo yoichal achila gasa. In other words, the Rishonim seem to sort of go out on a limb. All they needed to say was, Abba Shaul says that yibum you have to do it for no ulterior motive. So Rashi and Tosfos are bothered. So maybe here also the pasuk is saying you have to do it for you have to do it for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. No, you don't have to eat kachim for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the Karen Oyer asks, "V'yeshadaktik ma'ishna mishar mitzvahs deboi kavana? How is this different than any other mitzvah that needs kavana? K'may achilas matzah deboi kavana l'shem mitzvah." You have to eat matzah l'shem shamayim. So why can't we say you need to eat kodshim l'shem shamayim? So the Karen Oyer says, "V'yeshloimer de achilas kodshim shani." Kodshim, you don't have to eat l'shem shamayim. Why? D'chsiv bohen l'mashcha. It says l'mashcha bohen that you eat the kodshim to be anointed. K'darach shehamalachim oichem, the way kings eat. How do kings eat? They eat because they enjoy it. So there's a special gzeiros hakosuv that Kodshim does not have to be eaten l'shem shamayim. Mashma de'ein tzach kavana l'mitzvah. You don't need kavana for the mitzvah. Ela. The only thing is, says the Karanara, it would come out then that then Karban Pesach also doesn't need kavana, and then matzah should need kavana. We know matzah does need kavana. So he drops that answer. Then, so the Karanara says, look, any mitzvah you have to do needs kavana. According to the Man D'Amar, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So why by Kodshim here do you not need kavana? Because this is talking about a Karban Nedava, and a Karban Nedava, you don't need to have kavana because it's a lav, it's not a choiva over here. The lav choiva here. Since it's not a choiva, the Karanara says it doesn't need kavana. The Aruch Lener also asks this kasha. He says, according to the Man D'Amar Sachim, that's machlok is tanoim whether mitzvos srichos kavana. According to Rabbi Yosim, achal chazeres b'lo kavana, you're not yotzei maror. So what's the question? Maybe Abba Shol holds, you don't need kavana. And there are two kinds of achilos. In other words, like this. If you're going to say mitzvos trichos kavana, then the pasuk can't be saying you need kavana. Of course you need kavana. But if mitzvos don't need kavana, then maybe the pasuk is saying you need kavana over here. So the Aruch Lener says, Miman Evshach, if mitzvah tzrichas kavana, you don't need a pasuk. Because otherwise it's not a mitzvah. I don't need a pasuk, you have to be mechavin. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana. And if mitzvahs don't need kavana, then it's not mistaber, the pasuk is saying you need to have kavana over here, since in Kala Tarakula you don't need kavana. In other words, Aruch Lener says, Miman Evshach, whatever you hold about mitzvahs, if you hold regularly mitzvahs need kavana, then the pasuk cannot be saying that you need kavana. We already know that. That's similar, Asi, what you were saying. In other words, mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, I don't need a pasuk. If mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, it's not mistaber that the pasuk is saying over here I need to be mechavein. And there's a famous Beis Halevi, a Beis Halevi you should be aware of. We had a similar svara in a shir on Parshas Vayigash. Do you remember the Archai Makadar said that Yosef says to his brothers, oh, what's the problem? You didn't harm me. Elamai, you wanted to harm me? You wanted to harm me. Somebody wants to eat chazer and he eats basar tled, doesn't need kapara. So we ask, it's not true. If somebody wants to eat chazer and if somebody wanted to eat chazer and he ate tleh, he does need kapara. Isha hafeiram v'asham yisachla. Remember we had, the Mishnah says that if a woman thinks she's doing an avera by violating a neder, and it turned out the husband was made for the neder, so the halacha is she needs kapara. So what's Yosef telling the brothers? Oh, you only tried to harm me. Trying is also, you need kapara if you try to do an avera. So we said the following idea, but when it comes to bein adam l'chaveroi, the focus is not on the act, the focus is on the result. In other words, let's say the mitzvah of tzedakah. The mitzvah is not sticking my hand in my wallet and handing it to the ani. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the ani should have it. The act is irrelevant. The taitzah is the ikkar. The ikkar is the result. Whenever the result is the ikkar, we don't care about the kavana. In other words, there's a mitzvah matanos l'avyoinim. Why? So the ani should have a morsel of food. So I don't care what the giver is thinking. The giver could think, I want everybody to think I'm a generous guy because I want them to lend me money so I can invest it. I don't care what you're thinking. As long as the ani eats his sandwich, we're good. We don't care what you're thinking. The mitzvah is not the act. The mitzvah is the result. The Beis Halevi applies this to Achilas Kodshim. He says Achilas Kodshim is different than Achilas Matzah. Achilas Matzah, the mitzvah is the act of eating the matzah, and therefore if you're not mechavein when you eat the matzah, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. Achilas Kodshim, the mitzvah is the Kodshim should be eaten. And therefore, by hook or by crook, as long as it's eaten, you don't have to be mechavein. There's no inyan of eating Kodshim lishma. In fact, the Beis Halevi, I think, is Madaik from a pasuk in this week's parsha. Take a look over here. The Gemara Nazir says it's a mashal to two people who roasted the Korban Pesach. The one that eats it l'shem mitzvah is a tzaddik, and the one who eats it for achila gasa is a rasha. Gemara says, why is it a rasha? He did the mitzvah. So the Beis Halevi says, this Gemara is mashma mitzvos ein srichos kavana. But we pass a mitzvah srichos kavana. Says the Beis Halevi, v'hanira loymar deratzo loymar dereish lakir sfirulei. The mitzvah sheichayva al gufa adam, mitzvah that's obligatory on the person's body, shemutol alav achila, so he said that there's a chiyav on him to do it. Ukumay b'hach de psachim, like by Pesach, the adam achiv lecha marar. You're not yoytze the mitzvah unless you're mechamin to be mechamin the mitzvah. But by achilas kodshim, you know what we find by the lechem aponim? That if the Kohen says, I got the size of a lentil, that's good enough. That implies that by Achilas Kochim, you don't need to eat a kazayas. And we say like this, says the Beis Halevi, Bishlama by Achilas Pesach, and Matzah, the chivs on the person to eat it, you need to eat a kazayas. But by Achilas Kochim, you're not, no individual is chayiv to eat it. There's no individual in Klal Yisrael that has a chiv to eat Kochim. There's an obligation that the kodshim gets eaten. Rak ha-mitzvah sheya karben nechal. Mishamachi gam kishemachalka laharbe anoshim, even if you divide it to many people, harei mikomakoim nesachel ha-karben, at the end of the day, the karben was eaten. So you don't need a kezayis. And such a mitzvah, Reish Lakish holds, you don't need kavana. It could be Reish Lakish only kavana. Uvezem yushav the Gemara and Yevama staff lamites. It says matzah is teyachol mitzvah. It used to be bechlal heter. Let me just move this. Nesra chazros yaldazar derishin tam lematzah chum farshinam rotsa oichla matzah rotsa oichla cholot. And the question is, why don't we say rotsa oichol l'shem mitzvah rotsa oichol l'shem suda? But we understand because when it comes to Achilas Kodshim, you don't need Kavana. Okay, Rabbi Isai. So we have basically a few. The question on the table was, there are two ways of eating the Kodshim. So Rashi and Tosfos say, no, only by Yibum, where you're coming to be Mafkia in Isser, it has to be L'Shem Shamayim. But if there's no Isser, why would it have to be Lishma? So the Achornim say, what do you mean? Maybe it's because mitzvah srichos kavana. So the Karen Oira says, no, by kodshim you don't need kavana, you eat it like a melech. It says, lemashcha bahem. The problem is then Karben Pesach also, you shouldn't need to be mechavein. And then matzah, you shouldn't need to be mechavein. So the Karen Oira says, any mitzvah which is an adava that you don't have to do, you don't need kavana, which is a very big chiddush. That means, let's say, an ani comes, and I give the ani tzedakah. I didn't have to. I didn't have a chiv to give this ani. It's only a mitzvah that's a mechuyiv to do. You have to be mechavin according to the Karen Oira. The Aruch Lener says, "Mimanav shach." If mitzvah srichas kavana, I don't need a pasuk. If ain't srichas kavana, it's not mestaber that the pasuk is saying I have to have kavana over here. And the Beis Halevi says that mitzvos don't need kavana by achilas kodshim. Any time the mitzvah is the result and not the act, you don't need kavana. Okay, Rabbi Isai, part two, Mem Aleph on the base is going to be Bezus Hashem Wednesday night. Tomorrow's Monday morning shir is not 10:30 a.m. It's 9:30. There's no Igeres Ramban tomorrow. Tuesday morning, there's a shir for women at 1:15. Could tell whoever it's relevant. Tuesday night is the weekly shir, Geshmak Astaf on Purim, 8:30 in my house this week. And Wednesday morning and Wednesday night, there's also an interesting Purim program on Partners in Torah. I'll keep you posted. And Wednesday night, 9:30, will be Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Okay, Shkoyach, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.